with this KLAM Sports Update for this Monday, April 22nd. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. The Lamar's girls tennis team won their second MRAC matchup of the season on Friday night with a 7-2 win at home over Sioux City North. And it was a pretty cold and windy day to play tennis, making things pretty tricky for everybody involved. Head coach Tiffany Wright says the Bulldogs are used to this by now, and the weather impacts both sides equally in a match.
It is tough. I mean, very windy, very cold. And last week on Saturday, we played in Spencer in 83 degree weather. And that was also tough because we haven't faced that. So the nice thing about weather is it affects both sides. So it's just whoever can adjust to it the best. So we did that today.
The Bulldogs ran out a singles roster that had two of each between sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and only a handful of those six athletes saw meaningful contests last year for the Bulldogs. Coach Wright says she is seeing the confidence continue to build with this roster as the season goes along.
I think they're just getting more confident. It's been frustrating because we've lost a lot of meets earlier on in the year. So it feels like our whole season has just been shoved into 2 weeks. So the more they're playing, the more confident they're getting. They believe in themselves and their ability. So we're just seeing that come out today.
And that confidence has been big considering the Bulldogs went winless last year. But that means the pressure is non-existent this year, leaving the girls an opportunity to just go out there and play.
With our season last year not having any conference wins or, we had success at the conference tournament, but we didn't have a lot of dual success. There wasn't any pressure on these girls. So, and that's kind of what I said. I've been like, we didn't have wins last year, so we're just out here to just, we're just doing our best. And so not having pressure has been nice. We do have leaders from top to bottom. Elena Pick's been huge for us. She's had lots of experience.
The Bulldogs did drop one of their doubles matchups, so the other two were pretty close, 8-5 and 8-4 victories. Coach Wright says they have to clean up doubles play to help their chances at winning future matches.
I would like to see us clean up our doubles some more. Doubles is so much chemistry with your partner, but it's also like understanding where to hit the ball versus your opponent, and we just haven't had a lot of time to work on that. That's where I'd like to see us improve, but other than that, our singles is going really well. They battle hard. I've just been really proud of what I've seen so far.
And the Bulldogs draw Bishop Heelan to start this week. They play tonight at Lamar's Community High School. Let's take a look at the individual scores from that matchup. Elena Pick led the singles court in a tough 8-6 victory. Myrna Bowen, third court winner with an 8-4 topping. Ava Penne won the fourth court, 8-2. Ashley Hurd, 8-4 winner in the fifth court. And McKinnon Bomey won the sixth court by a score of 8-2. It would be Myrna Bowen and Ava Penny winning the second doubles court as well, 8-5. Haley Feldman and Alexa Worth came in. They won the third doubles court by a score of 8-4. The Bulldogs a 7-2 winner over Sioux City North on Friday night. We take a look at more girls tennis scores in the MRAC. Ninth-ranked Bishop Heelan swept Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson and Abe Lincoln 9-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton a 9-0 winner over South Sioux City, and Sioux City East beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 9-0 as well. Boys tennis, Bishop Heelan 9-0 winners over Thomas Jefferson and Abe Lincoln, and Sioux City East was a 7-2 winner over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Over to the golf scoreboard from Friday in the Western Valley Conference. It was Alta Aurelia beating Kingsley Pearson River Valley by a score of 191-217. Jordan Sitzman, once again, the top Panther golfer. She finished with a 45 on 9 holes. That ended up being third as two Alta Aurelia golfers were tied at a 44 at the top of the leaderboard, but Sitzman just one stroke behind them in a third place. To boys soccer in the Missouri River Conference on Friday night. Lamar's continues their really tough stretch of games here to open the season. The Bulldogs lost a home matchup, a tight one to fourth-ranked Glenwood. The Rams a winner, 1-0 over the Bulldogs. Really good showing against a very good program there. Eighth-ranked Spencer defeated Sioux City West, 2-1. Sergeant Bluff Luton won on penalty kicks over Sioux Center, 1-0. It was fifth-ranked Waukee Northwest, a 4-0 winner over Sioux City North, and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln upset 8th-ranked St. Albert, 5-2. Girls soccer in the MRAC, 12th-ranked Spencer, 10-0 Mercy Rule winner over Sioux City West. 10th-ranked St. Albert, 1-0 winner over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, and Sioux City East, a 2-0 winner over South Sioux City of Nebraska. You can check out those scores and more by logging onto our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. We go now to the big news of the day on Saturday. The Drake Relays announcing their high school start list for the 114th running of the event. There are 15 events that will be representing Plymouth County down at the Blue Oval at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. We have this information on our website as well. We'll start with who is competing on Thursday. We've got some throwers that will be taking to the field events down at the Drake Relays. First off, in the boys' discus, we've got a couple of Plymouth County athletes, Ian Blau of Akron Westfield and Mitchell Schneff of MMCRU, making history. He's the first MMCRU Royal to qualify for the Drake Relays. Congratulations to him. Both those guys will be throwing the discus on Thursday at the Drake Relays. Girls shot put, Lauren Kunkel. Initially, wasn't sure if she was going to get in. She was 25th best of the state, but thankfully that meant if one girl above her was not going to go, she would go, and she is. Lauren Kunkel of Hinton qualifying for the girls shot put, competing on Thursday. On Friday, Drake Relays hurdlers. We've got Bailey Bouvey of Hinton and Claire Schrader of Remsen St. Mary's qualifying for the 100-meter hurdles. They compete Friday morning. In the boys' 110-meter hurdles, a couple more Plymouth County athletes, Bo Goodwin of KPWCRV, and Galen Catholic's only Drake Relays qualifier, that is Cole McCarty, both qualifying in the hurdles. To the girls' long jump, this is Lamar's community's only girls' individual qualifier. It's Kenzie Neas. She competes in the long jump on Friday morning. And in the girls' discus, it is Lauren Kunkel of Hinton, also competing Friday morning at the Drake Relays. More field events also on Friday morning. Boys shot put, Akron Westfield's Ian Blau competes in that. A couple of boys high jumpers will be competing at the Blue Oval. One of them, Lamar's Community's Wanding Hosniong, and KPWCRV's Bo Goodwin. He's going to be running the hurdles right before that and then competing in the high jump right afterwards. Also on Friday, to finish off our Plymouth County events on Friday, we have the girls 4x200-meter relay. That is Lamar's Community's team of Aubrey Lusink, Stella Hector, Maddie Holes, and Sienna Cass. Then Saturday is 4x100-meter relay day for Plymouth County. On the girls' side, Lamar's Community's team of Holly McNaughton, Maddie Holes, Aubrey Lusink, and Stella Hector will be running. And KPWCRV has a girls team that's qualified as well. Lexi Gilbert, Emma King, Rian Wright, and Julia Miletic all competing there in the girls 4x100-meter relay. Finally, the boys 4x100-meter relay, Hinton's team of Will Hagstrom, Micah Robbins, Ty Jones, and Daniel Blackwell, they have all qualified for the 114th Drake Relays. Once again, we've got all this information. You can find it on our website at KLEM1410.com. Check under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on Local Sports News, and we have ordered it in a way that you can follow along as the Drake Relays goes along, listed by who's competing first during the day, and then going on chronologically from there. Congratulations to the 15 events that will be representing Plymouth County in the 2024 Drake Relays. We go now to the sports schedule for today in golf. In the Missouri River Activities Conference, the Lamar's girls competing with Sioux City East, Sioux City North, Sioux City West, and Bishop Heelan, trying to make up that girls' invitational the best they can. That was canceled and moved on Friday. War Eagle Conference golf today. Akron Westfield is at Hinton. That's a big girls' matchup. Those are a couple of unbeatens that'll be squaring off at Deer Run Golf Course. MMCRU is at South O'Brien. Harris Lake Parks at George Little Rock, and Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at Trinity Christian for a boys' matchup. In the Western Valley Conference, a couple of big conference meets today. The KPRV girls head to Holstein. The boys have their home meet at Brookside Golf Course in Kingsley. Girls tennis today, Bishop Heelan is at Lamar's. The Bulldogs taking on the unbeaten Crusaders. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Sioux City East, and Council Bluff's Thomas Jefferson is at South Sioux City. Boys tennis today in the MRAC, it's Lamar's at Bishop Heelan, Sergeant Bluff Luton at Sioux City West, Sioux City North at Kemper Catholic, and Audubon is at Council Bluff's Thomas Jefferson. To track and field, Lamar's community boys head to Cherokee today for a meet hosted by the Braves. And MMCRU and Remsen St. Mary's track teams, they are heading out to a meet hosted by Alta Aurelia. Finally, on the soccer schedule today in girls soccer, it is Lamar's at Storm Lake for a non-conference matchup. On the boys' side, Lamar's takes on Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln down in Council Bluffs, and Sioux City West is at Sioux City North. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Again, there you can find the full listing of Drake Relay's qualifiers. Again, that's at KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.